Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Carly? Carly, is that you?
Hello, this is me, Terry.
Terry, where's Carly?
I don't know. I know I'm in here and I can't, I don't know, it was strange.
So, like, you're a listener?
Yeah.
Hello?
Guys, I'm here.
What
happened? Hi. I have no idea, it was being really weird.
I had dead air. I was just getting dead air.
Oh, God. Oh, and 580, what's your name again? Because I totally forgot.
Who, me?
Hey, Carl.
No, I know your name.
I'm Leanne.
Oh, hey, Leanne. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Is the Duke campaign going? Are people listening? Is there any news on if we are going to get Drew back?
Oh, gosh, Carly, you have no idea. This thing is really, well, you do. You've been there, so you do know, but it's going crazy.
Yeah. Good.
We're blowing up the message boards. We have over 1,400 members now.
Holy shit. Okay, I'm sorry you guys like so, but, well, okay, Rand, I'm going to bring on our other two girls all here, which is really good. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God, Tilly is back. Yay!
Yeah, hey, Carly,
hi,
is back tonight?
What?
Is Jacqueline on tonight? I haven't talked to her. So.
Well, I left you a message, but she was going to bed, I think.
Yeah, I saw a note that she was going to bed. Do you want me to call her and see if she can call in or not?
Yeah,
I mean, I can...
yeah. So that would be great.
Okay, why don't I hang up? I'll call her, and then I'll call you back and tell
okay,
you.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Sure. All right, okay. I'll call you. Call in a minute. All right, bye.
Okay, and Bridget is online, too. Bridget?
Yes.
Bridget, are you here? Oh, my
I'm
God.
Back.
And, Talia, we are so glad you are back. We have missed you. Things around here, you know, things around here have not been the same without you.
I miss you guys, too.
You know, because with you... You help us cause trouble, and I've kind of caused my own trouble today. I went on this Facebook thing with that Kelly Monaco, I guess, is doing stage quotes, and so I just said that you guys enjoy it while you can. You know, they say we'll be over and done with, and just enjoy Kelly and Steve in the last two events. Maybe I'll ever be. So that's what I said. What do you guys think about what I said? Because Kelly needs to go. Kelly needs to go somewhere besides in a hospital because he's ticking me off. He ticked me off all last night.
I agree.
Okay. Bridget?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think?
Well, yeah. The thing is, with those events, they probably won't even be around each other, which is going to be wonderful because
he spends
most of his time with his beautiful wife and the people he really likes, not her. So.
I'm thinking, why is Kelly Monaco cannot even sing or act, and probably doesn't even like country music. Becky does.
That's it. I don't even think she likes country music.
Yeah, I mean,
so why in the hell she's there in the first?
Someone said on a Facebook thing, Kelly doesn't really like her fans at all. So why in the hell is she at a fan event? So, yeah. I was up pretty late last night. And, I love what Terry just said in this Sabbath. I can't stand them together on the show. How sad that he has to be with her off screen. I cannot say better myself. Okay. You guys feeling sad today? Because I think it's still... People should never eat again because I ate way, way, way too much yesterday. It was, you know, like the whole devil eggs thing was calling my name. And I could not resist the devil eggs. I mean, they were really good.
I know. And my niece has made deviled eggs yesterday. And because of the earthquake yesterday, me and my niece were so shook up, we totally forgot the deviled eggs to take them to my mom's house. And how bad is that? You know? Everybody's like, where's the deviled eggs? We're like, oh, we forgot because of the earthquake. It was on our mind.
The earthquake, you guys. I'm glad someone brought that up. Okay, so I was at my sister's, and, okay, I have apologized to this person so much lately. I still have had my cell phone, right by me, but stupid me, I put in the guest room because I thought, you know, I should at least Sabbath people and not be on my, you know, cell phone the whole time. So I go in the guest room. There's like 11 text messages, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, what in the hell has happened? Has JTM, like, died? I mean, has care? You know, I'm just praying that. And then she goes, I've been in an earthquake, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Texting her while the earthquake was happening, and I also left her message on the phone. Oh, my gosh, we're having an earthquake.
Okay, and this, I mean, everyone thinks, you know, Terry is sweet and loving on the show. So about 2 hours later, I go send my messages again, and please tell everyone what you did to me again.
What did I do to you? What did I do? Oh! Okay. A few hours later, the next day, I think, was it the next day?
Yes.
No, I go, oh, my God, I got an earthquake. Help me. Help me. And then I think it was that night or the next day, and I go, oh, my God. I go, just kidding. I was being mean to her. Because she told me when I had the first earthquake, she's like, you need to text me or call me when you're having, when something like that happens. So I called her as we're having an earthquake, and she did not answer her phone for, like, the longest time.
And how many times have I apologized for that lately?
Huh?
How many times have I apologized for that today? Like, you know, so, but no, I think the earthquake was not good for any one of us because it, for me and her, it was just, yeah. Oh, okay, we have two other people on the phone. Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Yeah, hi, who is this?
Shirley.
Yay, hi,
Shirley.
Recently. And I'm going to bring the one on. Hello?
Hello. Oh.
Hey, you're back.
Oh, yeah, me, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I guess it's confusing. I can't tell which one of us you're talking to.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. No, that's fine. I just talked to Jacqueline, and she's going all diva on us tonight. She's too tired to call in.
Oh, my God. Okay, Jacqueline, if you hear this, like, in a podcast, you're breaking my heart by not calling in, but I will forgive you this once, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, Terry, next time you... So now I have my cell phone glued to me because of what...
Yeah. Please, what if I haven't, what if something happens again? I'm actually, I got a house falling on me and I can't get out. But there's nothing much you can do about it. It's a different state.
Okay, you know what? Thank you. Now I have the amen in my, okay. You are okay. We are talking after the show. That's all I can say. But no, Sully and Leanne, did you guys have a nice Easter? Was it earthquake free and rain free?
No, we don't have quakes here in Florida. We have other problems, but no, the weather's been beautiful, and I had a great Easter. And I hope all of you enjoyed your Easter Sunday.
Yeah, well, we all pigged out. I mean,
I think everybody pigs out.
But I had a little bit of a shake on my Easter.
Oh, that's right. You're in California, right?
Yeah, it was near Baja, California, near the border of Mexico. We kind of had the ripple effect from it.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was really something. I mean, every week now it seems like there's a quake somewhere.
I know. Really, like the whole world is quake apart. You know?
Yeah. How about that?
Because they talk, I live in Oklahoma, and we have this huge fault line here. I mean, it's never done anything. I mean, once in a while they say there's an earthquake that nobody ever really feels, but they're supposed to be like the one of the biggest fault lines in the world right here in Oklahoma. Who would have thought that, huh?
Right.
Which part of Oklahoma did you live in, Leanne?
I live in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Where is that?
It's in southwest Oklahoma in the corner. We live about 50 miles north of Wichita Falls, Texas, where Dr. Phil is from. Well, actually, Dr. Phil's from Oklahoma City, but when he first started working and stuff, he was in down Wichita Falls. So all the same area, not too far from Oklahoma City either.
Okay, oh, my God, you guys. Okay, man, hold that thought. We are busy tonight because there's one other... Oh, God, you guys, Jesus, take the wheel. Crap.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Let me guess. It's Jay.
Oh, God.
Jay.
It's
hello?
It.
Knock, knock.
Okay.
Hey, we missed you.
Okay, yeah. Hold on. I have to go get my popcorn now. Hold on.
Hey, Jay, guess what? Guess what I did on Friday? I saw the Clash of the Titans, and I hated it. They butchered the rhythm.
Terrible. They ripped that movie to pieces. It was
They ripped it. I know. I was watching. I went to go. I so wish I never would have seen it. I wasted my my effing money on that movie, and I'm hearing a lot of people hated it. They butchered the whole myth, you know, the storyline between Perseus and Andromeda and
yep.
everything else, you know, the I don't know. They just so butchered it.
Don't knock on my door like that.
Shame,
huh?
Shame. Carly, why are you so quiet?
Oh, me? I'm crying because everyone's waiting for you and I to, like, I don't know, fight or whatever.
What?
Yeah, I've got my popcorn ready.
Yes.
I'm waiting. Come on, Jay. Come on with it. Come on.
Look, in all seriousness, I'd actually like to finish talking about what I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, personally.
Well, oh, boy.
What were you? Okay, well, what was it?
I asked Carly a very simple question. What hard decisions are you going to make in order to save Jay?
Okay, you know what?
You got to put an end to it because you were all over the place.
Okay, you know what? I was not all over the place. And don't you ever tell me that I was all over the place. You know, I really, we've done that. I mean, coming from you, I really, 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 we've done that. So if I were you, no, I was not over the place.
Terry, are you on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, can you tell the host to answer my question, please?
Okay, I was interrupted from my niece. What was the question again?
I asked Carly, what hard decisions is she willing to make to save the show in her own view? That's all I want to know.
Okay.
Well, you know, I asked her a question the other day. It was about if we had to sacrifice... If we had to sacrifice...
Was between you and I and all the girls on the show. Remember, we won an ammo.
Well, then I'll let it go. I'll let it go. You want me to let that go then?
I'll tell you what I would want. I want to start from the very top and work your way to the bottom. And then get some writers that will actually write a story instead of the same bullshit they've been writing for the last 10 years, 20 years.
Okay, that's easy decisions.
Oh, my God.
You just asked,
what were we doing? We just freaking told you.
I said hard
decisions. The actors themselves. Somebody to actually write a story. Instead of blaming it all on the actors, they need to write good material to get good material.
Listen, guys, 24 has been canceled, okay?
Oh,
okay,
God.
You know what?
24 has been canceled.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Really?
You guys didn't know that?
Yeah, we know.
Well, I don't watch 24, but I hear that it's a very good show. I've watched it a couple of times, but I didn't know it's been canceled.
It was a good show, but look, it's like an old dog that should have been put down years ago. But listen, when I say hard decisions, okay, Chloe O'Brien, she makes me laugh, she amuses me, okay. But if I was in charge of that show tomorrow, creative decision wise, okay, she would be gone, no problem. That's what I want to know from Carly. Who are you?
I already tell you. Let's get rid of.
Hard decisions.
The hard decision would be game with Jonathan Jackson, game
that's
with Kelly Ma. Oh, my God. You know what?
No. If it were up to you, all the men who have ever touched Liz would be gone. Spinelli would get the most free time. Everybody here knows.
Oh, my God. You know what? I have never liked the fucking character Lucky ever, and everyone here on the show knows it. Oh, my God. You guys?
Yes.
I swear to God, I didn't do anything. I swear to God, he hung up.
What?
Dang.
I swear.
Maybe he didn't hang up. Maybe he got cut off like that's happened to me a couple of times.
But he just goes off, you know? But I didn't, like, you know...
He's in the chat room. Maybe he got in the chat room and he saw that.
You know what? Okay, I hate Sucky. Well, who's Suck? Dallas
Lucky.
Is okay.
It's
who's
Lucky.
That?
It's Lucky.
Okay, so am I so wrong for saying why? Said he asked me to make hard decisions, and my hard decision would be Lucky, Nicholas, Sam.
Those would be easy decisions because they are the ones. I think he's talking. I don't know how.
I think because making it easy, you're getting rid of all the people you don't like. So that's easy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what is best for the show? Now, who knows? Maybe what's best for the show might be getting rid of Mo and Steve. And so, I mean, you know what I'm saying? But I guess he means something like that. I don't know. But as far as
he's back. Why he's back? What should I do, you guys? Okay, round two of the fight. Ding.
What?
Round two of the fight. Just be calm, Carly. I mean,
Carly, just take it easy.
Right.
Why?
What?
Oh. Hello.
No.
Hey, Zade, you're back on the line.
You cut me off.
Oh,
I did not. See?
No, that happens. Yeah, you know, I got cut off sometimes too. I don't know whether it's done. I don't think it's done purposely, but that's happened to me a couple of times.
We can't be sure.
Go off. You just go off. Bam, it's just gone. You know?
I think the whole show needs to be
revamped. Everything. The writing, the acting, the story, everything has to, you have to, like, start from scratch again.
You can only do so many baby daddies. You can only do so many... There's no hospital. It's all mob. It's all the same characters and the same storyline, just different.
Go back to history. Try to pick up history instead of, you know, in all these different plot points, and there is no real storyline. It's just a mass of plot points, you know?
Make it well-rounded instead of just certain people get it. I mean, look at YNR. They use every one of their characters.
Yep.
Every one of their characters is in some storyline or another with each and every one of each.
Exactly.
GH doesn't do that. Why can't Jason and Liz still interact? Just because they're not together doesn't mean they share a freaking son, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, people. Let's interact all these characters instead of only use certain ones.
Okay, Carly.
What?
Are you ready to be democratic now?
No, I am never going to be Democrat, Zay. I'm sorry. I'm not. When it comes to General Hospital, I'm not going to be Democratic because you want me to. That doesn't fly.
What? I want you to do what?
No, Zay, just drop this, okay? The whole decision, I've told you so many times what the whole decision I will make. You don't like what I'm saying, let's just move past it before you give me a migraine.
Oh my God!
Get out!
Hey, what do you want her to say? Like, what do you want her to admit? Would you want her to like just? What do you want her? What are you trying to get out of her? Like, just.
No, Perry. This is the problem. Okay, we have guys who want things to get better, right?
Yeah.
Then you sit here and you spell out the cancerous formula to kill this show and say that you consider that so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so is part of that formula. And as you know with cancer, you got to cut out the whole thing.
Oh,
but there
you
are
know,
guys.
You got to cut out all the actors, all these young actors involved and put in the ones that can do it, right?
Okay.
Perry for president. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Terry is just saying that to be nice of you, Zay. So, it's not that young actors that need to go. And no, I would never say let's give her Maxi Lulu Spinelli. That won't happen,
right.
Okay? No. They brought Lucky back. No. They brought Lucky back and it flopped. It sucked. It did everything horrible. Okay, yes, Zonis and Jackson need to go. Tyler Christopher needs to go.
Right.
Okay, and it's not...
Basically, every guy that's touched Liz besides Jason needs to go.
Oh, my God, that is...
Not necessarily.
No.
Oh, my God.
Well,
did you finish the sentence?
On the news thing, supposedly, Jason Cook's leaving... Natalia's leaving and Sonya's leaving. So there goes three characters from GH.
Yeah.
They brought Sky back. They're bringing Brooklyn back. They bring this Maya Ward character, which, great, they're bringing more, young actors.
But I mean, but why are they bringing them on, Bridget? Why are they bringing them on?
Exactly.
They go and they get these actors and they don't even use them. I mean, look at the Jason Cook.
Yeah.
What is the point? Why do they bother to bring them on if they don't give them a decent storyline? And then months down the road, then they're toast. I mean, I just don't get it. You know, I just don't get it. They just don't have any rhythm or rhyme. You know, right now.
I think Jay hit the nail on the head, right, Jay?
It's just awful. You know, I don't even like I said. That's why I don't even bother to watch it.
Thoughts on what she just said, please.
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I don't agree with everything Sully says. I'm on this. Jay, you won't give me a buzz on this. No matter how much you want me to buzz on it, I won't buzz. I am not going to buzz. I'm sorry.
Okay, then you're going to go down with the GH ship. I'm trying to have
you know what? You oh my gosh. Sorry, I am not going to go down with the DH ship, okay? You know what? No, and it's not because of you, guy, the Tesla. I can't stand Nicholas. I cannot stand Nicholas on my best day. I can't stand Ingo. Let's see. Do you want. Because number one, Zach is a character that either needs it in a different storyline or really needs Vanessa Marcio to come back. Number two, you know, you go after the young actors. They, time after time that you call in, my stand is never going to change because of the fact that I actually like some of the younger story. I love Maxine Spinelli. But I am probably going to have to give them up for Liz and Jason to be back together. So, yeah, I'm probably going to sacrifice my favorite couple for my other favorite couple. So, the thing is, it just makes me mad that you go for the younger actors, okay? You were right about Clash of the Titan, but you're not right about Xenu Hospital, okay?
According to who?
Clash of the Titans. Okay.
According to who? I'm not right about GH, according to who? Sorry, but they're... the younger actors on that show, they're just...
You know what? Do not even go there.
Basically, Jay, your opinion always is that you just think that none of these young actors can handle a juicy storyline, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Absolutely not.
Well, you know what, Jay? You are wrong, and you've been wrong, and, you know, why don't you go watch clips back of last year? When Maxine's whole transparent, when she lost her sister, Lulu, when she was brutally raped, she could handle that? Yes, she could. So, please, then sit on you high hoes and tell me that they cannot handle it. Go watch it. You really haven't watched day after day, so please, don't say anything more on him because you're not going to win this argument.
Hey, Shirley, how's your popcorn? How's your popcorn doing? Can I have some? It all breaks down to this. They don't need Lisa. The only thing Lisa is involved in is the angst scrubs. You hardly see scrubs. Jason Cook is on to be Patrick's brother. Yeah, we haven't seen Jason Cook in how long? Why have him on the payroll in the first place? You're not going to use him.
Exactly.
Hey, Jay, somebody in chat room agrees with you that a lot of them can't act, wouldn't be able to.
Who was this person?
Is that right? Is that...
Why, Carly? Are you going to boot them? Dictator.
Oh my God! You know, but if you really keep at the day, it's not very good.
Listen.
Go back to you, Class of the Titans. Talk with Terry, please.
I've said all I needed to say about that movie. I mean, it's not even worth talking about. I told people that movie was going to be crap before it came out, so I'm not even going to waste my breath on that. We're on your show right now.
My show, and I don't want to have this discussion with you. 85 times you call it, my opinion will never change. I'm sorry. It will not ever change, Zay.
Carly, what if someone told you that unless drastic changes happen, this show was going off the air in like 6 months?
You know
what,
Zay?
Then what?
That sounds about it.
Then what? Listen, I just want your show to be saved.
Okay, you know what, Zay? I really believe that Zeno Hospital is going to be back. No, it's going to be back.
It's going to be back. And within how long?
You know what? I am not, you know what?
No,
I don't believe in timetables. You know what? The writing right now is good. Right now they have made really good changes. Oh, yeah, oh, my gosh. And if, you know, let's talk about something else, because I've been waiting all night to talk about YNR, what's happening on YNR. I've been waiting all night to talk about that.
So you want to change the subject, basically.
Yeah,
we'll have a discussion for a little bit later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Too much heated conversation. Calm down, Carly. It's all right. We all have our own opinions, and we can't, you know, we got to respect each other's opinions and views.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say. But as to YNR, I will tell you today, oh, my gosh.
Oh, I haven't. Girl. I only saw the second half, Bridget. I only saw the second half. That was my older my daughters.
Tomorrow is going to be so interesting on who all dies.
I was reading spoilers about that. Bridget, I have a question to ask you now.
Yes, ma'am.
The woman, you know, the mother of the two. What are the characters' names?
She
is
involved with Tom in some way. I think she had Tom's kid.
Now, is she going to have Lauren's face? I get that because,
I
you
don't,
know, when...
Oh,
you guys,
so.
We have another caller on the line.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? 904, you're on the air. Yeah, okay, fine. You don't want to talk to us.
But, because this woman behind the mask, she has the body of Lauren. She has the voice
she
of Lauren.
Sounds like, yes, she does.
And doesn't she sound like Lauren? I mean, is that going to be the kicker? But how many lookalikes are we going to have? Now, we already have Patty. and what's her name? The doctor. You know, I'm trying to figure out where is this going. Now they've already found a body in the basement.
Yes.
So they're going to assume that it's Adam, and I don't think it's going to be Adam.
It's going to be that Latino
that man that he met up with, right?
The Latino lawyer, I think.
Oh, the lawyer.
I didn't see him come out when they were ushering all the people out of the room. And Phyllis couldn't get out either, so something happened to Phyllis.
What?
I don't know, but she got stuck. Her dress got stuck in her wheelchair. And
when they closed,
sorry, they said that Nick is gonna save her, and then he's gonna go save Faith, and Faith is gonna be okay, and then she's gonna see Sharon hurt.
Sharon's gonna get hurt.
And of course,
we have somebody. I said, Sharon, you know, poor Sharon, she can't catch a break.
Catherine went to the bathroom, and she and they're all in the bathroom because she was talking to that gal in the bathroom. So she'll be in the bathroom, and then Kevin is looking for Jana. He is
Jana. Right, she's still in the box. She's still in the box.
They said like Wednesday or Thursday, it will all like explode. I mean, and someone just said that a lot of people will die, so we'll just not be more than one then.
Well, Billy and Victoria are getting it on
I love their chemistry.
Victoria and Billy.
I love their chemistry. They are so good together. And I'm gonna tell you who's kind of boring: Chloe and what's his face.
They're finally getting the deed done.
No, I don't know that. They just.
What happened to Billy and the other girl, Billy
yeah,
and
Vicky,
Tommy.
Billy. Oh, they have great chemistry too.
No, Billy mm-hmm. and the other one. Oh God, the blonde haired one. The Billy and what's her name? They were together.
Lois?
They've been together for a long time. What is her name? I can't remember her name.
Oh,
what is her name?
Mac.
Carly.
Mac.
Yeah.
Oh, Mac. Oh, no. You know, she's another boring character. Mac.
Yeah,
Mac.
I know.
You know what? Becky could do her so well. I said, now, if Becky was doing her character, I would love her character because this girl, she's as dry as toast. There's nothing happening from her. You know, I don't believe anything she says. She's just so boring. She's one of the boringest characters on the show, in my opinion.
Her and what's his butt will get together.
Who? Oh,
Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to get together, I bet.
Yeah, well, we figured that, and they aren't great together either. To me, she has no chemistry with anybody.
You guys, I just want to report that I did not hang up on the he left. I know.
I'm sorry. So funny.
Oh, boy.
Silly. How was the popcorn?
Yeah, Mac and JT.
Mac and JT. You know, I like, in fact, JT's character isn't all that either, tell you the truth. Now, I know he and Vicky, you know, the actor and actress are really married, and are they married or are they living
yeah,
together?
Yeah, they are married.
I know they have a kid.
Two kids.
Yeah, but, you know, even together, you know, being that they're married doesn't necessarily mean great chemistry on screen. And to me,
no.
they were kind of boring, you know. They were kind of boring on screen.
You
but
know, I mean, I so dislike them, but right now, Victoria and Billy are doing it for me.
Oh, they are good.
Yeah.
I like Victoria and Billy. I like Victoria and Billy. I really do. I really do. But getting back to Darren, huh?
Hello?
What happened?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What happened? Are we missing other people?
Mom.
Are we being zapped on by aliens? I mean, what
okay,
is going on?
Okay, Talia, are you still here?
Yeah.
Okay, Brenda, Sully, Talia, you still here, right?
No,
I know, too.
I think it's something. Oh, Sarah,
I was
laughing.
To joke with you.
You know, so, okay, you know, yeah, okay. You didn't love doing this to me today. Something that,
get a reaction to the YouTube.
Oh, my God. I love Victoria, Elizabeth Van. It's, oh, my God, Smokey, see, can I act? Yes, you can.
Who?
Oh, they are saying in this album that the person that played Victoria cannot act.
She's all right. Yeah, she used to be on All My Children.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was.
Yeah,
she was
on
yeah.
All My Children. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Amelie Henley is you.
she used
Amelia.
To be married. I that's on NCIS. He plays on NCIS. He plays one of the agents, the blonde-haired guy.
Oh, okay. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
And they have a child together. She's got, like, three kids all together. She's got a son who's a teenager with her first marriage.
So what this, Liz Fan is saying, the woman is a poor version of Becky Herbst.
What?
It said the woman is a poor
version
of Becky Herbst.
I don't agree. Can't believe she married Michael Webberly. Well, she married him, but then she got divorced. So that marriage did not last. Oh, and this is hello, everyone. I started a Facebook campaign over the weekend to get Laura White and Bradford Anderson on the show because, I decided I want Bradford on here and I want Laura on here and that might get us Becky and Steve, but, you know, I want to first time my TV husband, and I would love to interview Laura White, and then I would love it if Stephen Becky come on too.
Oh boy, I would love it if oh man, if you got them on your show, that was what a coup. Oh man, that was fantastic. All of us would probably be tongue tied, not really knowing what to say.
Yeah,
you know, after
know.
All the fussing and fighting, you know, now we have to actually watch what we say. We have to be careful with what we say. Oh man. Oh, do you watch Spartacus? You watch Spartacus on Friday night? It was good, right?
There wasn't a lot of, you're right, there wasn't a lot of, you know.
It was good dialogue. I think they only have like two episodes left.
Yeah, they have two
for the
left,
season,
and now he
and
knows
it's really
who,
getting good.
Now he knows who killed his wife, and he already killed And he's going to, I think he's going to seek revenge on Batman.
Vengeance is mine. Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
baby.
Think it even.
That was awful.
It's actually getting pretty good now. Go figure till the end. Now it's getting better when you got two episodes left.
Yeah. I'm telling you, because in the beginning it was just a lot of. I guess they were trying to draw their fans in, and nothing draws fans in more than violence and sex, and that's what they had, you know, in the very beginning.
But I think
it's getting down to better. I mean, it's great dialogue. You know, it's very good storytelling now.
Do you like the chemistry between Mira and Spartacus, that slave, you know?
He has to have a woman. He has to have a woman. Yeah,
I know, even though his wife's dead and he's still mourning his wife's death.
Yeah,
but,
of course,
you know, maybe
she still comes
still
to him.
Commend his
visions.
Heart, you know?
Definitely. I mean, it's really a good show. And you know what else is a good show? I was talking to my sister. She's really not into it, but I like V. It is good. Now, years ago when it came on, and it was just a mini series on for like seven nights, but now it's a television series. The acting is good. It is good. I'm really enjoying V.
I know, and now we're finding out more about what they look like. Did you see
about the aliens? Well, you know, they're like frog-like. They're like, I don't know, they're strange-looking.
I'm hoping that it's a good season finale, because I don't want it to be talking about it all summer. I want it to be a good season finale where
got all these question marks. Say, well, wait a minute. I mean, you want a clear understanding, so you have a clue as how the new season will start, you know.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's so quiet now.
Hello?
I'm here.
Okay.
Is everybody here?
Bridget, you're still on, right?
Yeah, I'm cooking dinner. I haven't eaten all day.
Okay. This is okay. I'm in the fan. Come on, Steve won't come in here. It's not his style. Becky doesn't do interview unless it's approved. But you know what?
Okay.
Everyone in the room, I will get it done. You know, and you guys are so negative about it. Since you guys are really negative about this in the room, I will show you guys it will be done. Yeah, it will be done because I can get Steve Butchin and Rebecca Hoos in here, Elizabeth Fan. And so this. You know, then try me.
Just try. Okay.
And the thing is, Steve Burton has been on Blog Talk before, so it is.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say.
Can be done or not done.
And Chrissy, times are different now, and he knows that GH is in the crapper. So if he can put a positive spin anywhere he can put it, he's going to be there, you know. Maybe back in the day he wouldn't do that, but now, look, he's up there twittering and all this, so things that maybe he didn't do in the past, he could probably do now, you know. So you never know, and nothing beats a failure but a try. All he can do is say, you know, yes or no. And if it's no, oh well. I'll still love him anyway. Anybody just typing away?
Okay, thank you. Oh my God, thank you, Dallas. You know, he's not gonna do yourself without doing Zay Sam Radio. Think about it. Okay, you know what? Did I ever say he couldn't do Zay Sam Radio? No, my show is better than that shitty little Zay Sam show. Okay.
I know. But they're trying to say they're supposed to be a couple. You know, they're supposed to be a couple. So he couldn't hardly come on your show, being as, you know, liaison, you know, and he's not going to go on J-Sam. So that's what they're saying. You know, that he'd have to do their show first.
So I guess to be fair, he'd have to do
their show first, if anything, and then maybe come on here. You know, but then who knows?
You know, I this thing is funny, Elizabeth fan. Give it April 15th when Zay Sam starts going down and Zay Sam ratings start really going down and they break up. Oh yeah, then there's no way in heck he really has to go on Zay Sam, because really? Okay. Jason and Sam are not a couple. Okay, all they do is bang each other once in a while. That is not a couple.
God, man.
What's wrong?
I'm sorry, I can't sign into Blog Talk. Here we go again, trying to sign into Blog Talk. While you're talking, I'm going to be trying to get into the chat room. I got booted out somehow.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing this.
Carly. That's what Liz fans say. Carly.
Carly gets passionate about something. Yeah, she gets passionate. Being passionate, so.
Okay. A lot of people dissing others' opinions. Yeah, everybody has them. Everybody is entitled to their opinion.
She's just being passionate, and no offense to anybody.
Okay.
Anybody watching Days?
I'm going to watch it tonight
because I
missed the 1 o'clock showing. So.
Yeah, I only saw it for 20 minutes. Over to my daughter's house, and we were doing stuff, and I didn't really get to look at all of it. I only saw the last half an hour of Y&R, and I saw 15, 20 minutes of Days.
Anna told Stefano that EJ was the one behind the Sydney's kidnapping.
She told him?
To save her own ass because he was going to kill her.
What? Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh,
Bridget, you made my night. Really? I was hoping she would go there. Oh, she actually told him, Bridget?
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm all Leanne's back.
Oh, God, hi.
Hi.
I didn't think I was going to get through this.
Leanne's back. She called her Leo. What happened?
I don't know. Something must have happened to my phone. I thought I got disconnected from y'all, but I guess it was my phone.
I don't think it was your phone, because that has happened to me a couple of times. And I think it also happened to, Jay tonight. You know,
I don't know
whether it's the I don't know what the problem is, but that's happened to me a couple of times, so I don't think it's too much you can do about it. But anyways, Bridget,
yes,
so
ma'am.
It's like she was cooking.
Now are you having for dinner?
I'm having raviolis.
Raviolis, homemade raviolis.
Darn tootin' they are.
There you go. There you go. I'm coming over for dinner.
Me too.
So Bridget, yes, she actually, so Anna really told.
Stefano was threatening her, asking her who it was. And she goes,
that part
no.
I
she
saw.
Goes, it was me. And then he goes, well, I guess, he goes, you're going to die. And she freaked out, and she said, it's EJ.
Oh,
and
see,
that's where it ended.
At that time, I was leaving. Oh, I'm loving this. I can't.
And
wait.
EJ's working his magic on Sammy, and Sammy's oldest son's telling her he's playing her. So
She don't love EJ. She's not in love with EJ.
Yeah, she wants Rafe. Rafe needs to get his head out of his ass to get a clue.
Oh wow. Oh boy. Let me see. Everything is more interesting than GH. See, what else is good on TV?
I'm excited to watch dates tonight just because I want to see the whole Stefano thing. I mean, okay, Smokey, yeah, I know you never talk about dates, but you know, oh my God. Oh, trust me, I'm not offended by Carly's anger at my opinion. I'm just putting out there that I see things the same way Zay does. Well, Elizabeth fan, maybe you and Zay can get married because you guys will be such
Carly, come on, honey. Come on, Carly. Just see, like I said, we all have different opinions. We don't have to agree all the time.
On everything.
I mean, we can't possibly, because if we agreed on everything, it would sort of be boring. You know, we have to have conversations. And just, you know, everybody should, you know, kind of calm down and, you know, don't get your panties.
The thing is, we're all frustrated with GH.
That's the bottom line.
We can't always agree. We can agree to disagree and leave it at that.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is.
That's right.
And we can't do anything about it until the higher-ups get their heads out of their asses and figure out what's going wrong, and they're
right,
not.
They either will or GH will be canceled, and that's the bottom line, because they're, like, on the fence right now, you know, so we'll see.
Well, you know what, though? I do see that maybe Jenner Hospital is getting a little bit better. I mean,
I know. It's, that's what some
you know, with
say.
The storyline with Christina, I mean, maybe it's a good sign, but I'm not gonna get all excited yet until storyline to see where they go after this. I mean, because I think the first thought of it is just the writing. They really need to get the writing back on track.
Oh, that's it. You know.
And I think a long time ago, about 10 years ago, they would have written the storyline way better than they're writing it now.
Oh,
in my
please.
Opinion.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
You know,
in a heartbeat.
They would have written it just like, I loved the social storylines that they wrote a long time ago. I mean, you had Robin and her HIV. You had Karen.
Sexual abuse.
You had Monica's cancer storyline going on, Emily being raped, Elizabeth being raped. You know, they wrote it really good. And Becky,
and Ben,
you
what
have
happened?
Kind of a storyline right now with being abused by an abuse. She would really knock it out of the park.
Yeah.
You know, if she were given another kind of, like, social issue.
Yeah.
You knock
Becky,
it out of the park.
Becky, she's a very good actress.
Leanne, because I saw the whole Drew campaign, and it was like on some TV show, like not TV show, but news station in like California or wherever Drew lived.
It was Palm Beach, Florida. Drew Garrett is from Jupiter, Florida.
Okay.
This area is West Palm Beach, and yeah, they did a two-part story. And in the second part, the reporter, whose name is Kathleen O'Toole, actually interviewed Drew from his home. She called him at home in California. And so that's on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And you can also go to Channel 25, WPBF is what it is. West Palm Beach, Florida. Channel 25 is their ABC station. And or you can find it on our page. And right now on Facebook, our campaign to keep Drew Garrett is at over 1,400. We I think it was today we gained over 300 members, I think it was today.
Wow.
In just one day. I mean, we're just growing really fast. And we're also on Twitter, which is Keep Drew Garrett, at Keep Drew Garrett. And I'm on there. I changed my name. Carly, help me with it. Was it the Drew Crew, I think, is what it was.
Yeah. You guys, we have another caller, too.
Okay, hi.
Hello. Oh, we did, but now we don't. That is weird.
Oh, wow. Well, let me ask somebody something. Has Drew already shot his last scene, or, you know, or is he still filming?
I don't know if he shot his last scene or not. Bless his heart. It would be really hard to be there being the lame.
Talia, is that you?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Hi.
Hi.
So you don't know if he saw his last scene.
Yeah,
well,
they said
something about the 17th or the 20th.
So that's next week. 19th, yep. The 19th is going to be his last scene that airs. So I don't know if he's still there, but at any rate, the new guy takes over on the 20th. And that's when we're teaming up with another Facebook page called The Great American Chat Out, and we're going to Keep Drew Garrett is going to not watch General Hospital starting April 20th for the rest of that week. So for 4 days we won't watch the show. Mm-hmm. And what we need, it's very important that we have at least 20,000 members, and we need 50,000. So we're growing pretty fast, so I believe we're going to hit our target. But for the listeners of Carly's Daytime After Dark show, we do need you to come on board and join our page and be a part. And we also need you to let everybody know. Everyone needs to know about our page, our Facebook page. You can go to Wubs, what's it called, Wubs.net, I think is what it's called. Yeah, Wubs.net, to her blog. She talks about us, and so does... what's the other one? Sammy. Just a minute. Let me find her. Sammy's GH Spoilers, if y'all are familiar with that blog. These are in our own blog, which is the Keep Drew Garrett blog. All of these pages will give you directions to our Facebook page, and our Twitter is Keep Drew Garrett or the Drew Crew. And you can find us all from there, too. But the important thing is that if for Drew Garrett fans, for us to get him back, we need to stick together. This thing is gaining momentum. Today, I actually talked to ABC in Brian Fawn's office, and I was greeted.
Really?
It was a nice, not to Brian Fawn himself, to the receptionist.
Anyone
call that number. But they have been hanging up on us, and this time it did not happen.
Oh, yeah, they have.
She didn't hang up on me. She was very nice. She said that they were aware of our efforts on the Facebook and on Twitter, and she also said that she could not tell us that our efforts would get Drew Garrett back on the show, but
right.
she said to keep doing what we're doing because it very well might work, and that was the most encouraging thing that we had heard.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that Drew is aware of our efforts, so that's encouraging too. I don't know if he's watching. I've spoken with the Drew Insider. And this insider has given me some information and had told me that he would have Drew contact either myself or Sarah via email, but we haven't heard anything yet. But you know how those things can go; it could take forever to get some kind of response. So it could be a while.
He's a very talented young actor.
He's amazing. He really is.
I don't really like the character of Michael. To be perfectly honest, I'm sick of Michael Corinthos and his family. But as far as acting ability, he's very talented young actor. And even I'm saying, even if he doesn't come back to GH, he'll have no problem getting another gig. Really,
he won't. And
we have spoken
with his with the Drew Insider, like I said, and this person is telling Drew what we're up to, and
mm-hmm.
and we have told him that we will stop this fight for Drew if we get word that Drew does not want his job back, and this insider has said, well, keep fighting. Drew wants his job back. But if things change and Drew gets something better, then we'll back off, of course, because we only want what's best for Drew. And it was wrong to have him fired like it. It was wrong for the fans, and it was wrong for him, all of us collectively. It was,
well, that's, yeah, what, I mean, it was
that's
wrong.
What,
I
that's
mean,
what GH does. That's what they do. That's what they do best.
Yeah, this time, and it, yeah, you're right. Unless the fans stand up and say something, unfortunately, there are people who think that the fans don't have a voice, and they can make the decisions for us, they can think for us. But we're adults and we're viewers. We're not little newborn babies that need someone to make all the decisions for us.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
yes, we will. You know, Brian Fonz, if you're listening, we won't be trained like you want us to be trained. Come on. And filing Drew was wrong on so many levels. And yes, Elizabeth. Fan, I know that the new guy is Bradford Anderson's cousin, but with saying that, I love Drew. I love the Michael character. I'm a Michael fan. So I think this is wrong. I mean, you know, when they fired Dylan Cast to bring in Drew, I'm like, I like Little Michael, but when they brought in Drew, they did it right. This is not right. It's wrong on every level. And I know a lot of people who don't agree with me, and that's fine. But this guy, you know, they said in an article that the reason why he got fired is because he wasn't cute enough. Okay, that is so much bullshit because...
That's crazy. Now, I'll tell you what, Carly, my first initial reason that I like Drew, first of all, he is darn good looking, and nobody can even say he's not, that's crazy, I don't know, even that was probably a rumor that somebody started, there's probably even no truth to that, because that makes no sense, but my son, I have a son who died in 2002 when he was 20 years old, and the real reason that I'm drawn to Drew, I love him as an actor, of course, and as the character of Michael, but if he looks and acts, especially Michael, as in character Michael, with his rages and then his gentleness and his love and then raging again, reminds me of my own Michael, my son who died, and he looks like him. I mean, when I'm looking at Drew Garrett, I can't stop just staring at the screen because to me it just does something to me. I can't stop looking at a kid that looks just exactly like my own son Michael, who passed
away. I can see why that would. And another thing, okay, I know people, you know, in the room say, you know, we never did anything for Greg Vaughn, you know.
Carly, what I think about that, I know I thought about that too, but it is sad for Greg Vaughn because he is such a great person, and I love him, and I'm a Greg Vaughn fan. But the truth is, and this is just the truth, Jonathan Jackson is the only Lucky Spencer, like Drew Garrett is Michael Corinto.
No, Leanne, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that. Because for me, personally, the Lucky character had never done it for me with Greg Vaughn, Jacob Young, Jonathan Jackson. But to throw Greg Vaughn under the bus and bring Zay back for really what I think was a stupid move by General Hospital was crazy.
Yeah, oh no, I agree with you that that was wrong the way he was treated. Completely. I mean, I was down at Soap Nation and in Fort Worth, and Greg Vaughn was there, and that was in August 22nd of 2009. And as far as Greg knew, he was lucky. And then it was less than, I think, 2 weeks later, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that much longer that they called him in the office like they did Drew and said, sorry, buddy, but you're out.
Yes.
And then you're right. That should not. No one should be treated
but
like
then,
that.
But then you know. But then you hear so many rumors, and I honestly can say I really don't watch GH anymore. Now and then I might watch a scene with Steve, but I did hear that Kelly, you know, she knew she wasn't going to have that much, you know, scene coverage working with Greg. So I heard that she went to management and she wanted to be paired up with, you know, Steve Burton. This is what I hear. How true it is, I don't know, but this is what I hear. But
oh, well,
then,
yeah, I heard the
but
same
then
thing because
C'est la vie, she ended up with Steve Burton, so I guess
yep,
there must
you
be
know
some
what?
Truth to it. You know?
The thing is, and I'm probably going to get exactly a really load of coming in the room, but you know what, Bill? You know, Jason and Liz was supposed to get a wedding last summer, and Kelly Monaco made it so that it would not happen. And so if you ask me, yeah, we do find it a little harder for Lucky to come back, Greg Vaughn. You know, oh my God, oh. Yeah, in my opinion, I would have just left it at Greg Vaughn because they, like I said, does nothing for me. And, you know, every time I look,
it's as if we're supposed to forget everything that Lucky has done. It's as if,
yep,
it's as JJ's back and the Lucky in the past 10 years hasn't been on. It's as if he, you know, he just came alive like yesterday out of the fire.
And now him and Jason are best friends.
You see, this is what's killing GH. Continuity. They can't, you know, they have one actor, you know, he's going to portray Lucky his way, and then he's gone, and then he have another actor to come on. I mean, but don't you should have the same traits? Don't
yes.
you, I mean, of the character, although it's a different actor, but shouldn't the traits be the same? And as far as Jonathan Jackson, he was okay as a kid. But I'm sorry, as an adult, he has no chemistry like that with Becky.
He still looks like
not
a baby.
Not to say that he isn't a good actor, although he doesn't do anything for me. But they don't have that chemistry. I'm sorry, it's just not there.
No, it's not.
But now all of a sudden he's Saint Lucky, and he and Jason are BFFs, and it just looks so stupid because it wasn't this way, you know, a year ago. I mean, they were hating on each other. You know,
yes.
It's just, I hate when they do stuff like that. I hate when they do stuff like that. It just doesn't
I
work.
Know. It's like,
I understand that, but
so now,
I'll tell you.
Look at what Lucky has done. He slept with her, Liz's sister.
Yes.
And he slept with Maxie.
Sam.
You know? So we're supposed to forget what all that Lucky's done,
yeah,
and Liz has done, and Liz.
Right, just push that under the carpet, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
and Liz
to
is
me,
no,
it's
Liz.
So stupid.
Liz should be confronting him of all that he's done in the
yeah.
past. Her,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like the show is so hypocritical right now. They're writing the show hypocritical, and I don't get it.
And,
you know, I tell y'all, I mean, it's true. I agree with everything you're saying. Except the one thing, though, for me personally, this is why I feel Jonathan Jackson is natural as Lucky. He's perfectly accepted as Lucky, by not by you all because you're saying so, but by most fans he is. And that's just a fact. He just comes out.
You know, and, okay, it might be some fans that I've never met, but since they came, I've talked to a lot of people who doesn't like this betrayal and Lucky this time around. He's
well,
not believable.
I think he's just stepped right into the role and just.
I mean, I just wonder if JJ's even looked at the history of Lucky now. I mean, I wonder
yep.
if he's, you know, gone and looked at the Lucky
no.
in the past. And,
probably not.
I mean, I just don't feel
well,
that he's done the research
you can
on
tell
that
by
because
his interviews, he has never read into how Lucky was.
Yeah,
no,
because he has done so much, and he was yelling at Liz, you know,
yes.
cutting her out when he's done just as much worse than Liz has. I mean, he should not have. He just called her out on all of her stuff. She should have done the same thing in his face too. I mean, you know, so I don't think. You know, I just feel that that Jonathan Jackson's Lucky hasn't done his research on the previous Lucky.
Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
my.
No, you know that's true because even Jacob Young, he was a real jerk. You know what I'm saying?
He was a
jerk.
He had
that same jerk, and then here comes, you know, Greg Vaughn. So yeah. It was like the same character, just different actors, you know. So you could kind of, you know, go with that. Okay, well, Lucky is a jerk. But now here comes the original Lucky. And not to say that he is, oh, yes, he stepped right back into the role of Lucky because that's who he was at start, you know, in the beginning. But then there are times when you just can't go home, you know, because he was fine when he and Becky, they were great because they were kids together. And
yeah.
But now, to me, there's no chemistry like that as far as them being adults. I'm sorry, it's just not there. Being friends, yes. But any kind of a romantic chemistry, I mean, to me, I'm sure there's a lot of people that have, but I just don't feel it.
And since when did Lucky become a smart cop? When did he become PCPD's best cop of the year? Because he sure in hell hadn't been a good cop for
Oh, my God.
As a cop. I can't picture J.J.'s Lucky as a cop. I can't picture that. It's just funny. I mean, you know, it's just too hilarious.
It's
as if he's just still a teenager trying to stay away from his father, trying to, away from all that, and him and his Liz were, you know, together, and he died, and then he supposedly died. It's just so funny, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I just don't buy him as an adult.
I know.
Maybe it's just a terrible thing to say. But I just don't. And not to say that Jonathan Jackson isn't a good actor, because he is. But to me, he is not Lucky anymore. Lucky hasn't been played like that in years.
Lucky died in the fire.
Lucky died in the fire.
Died in the fire, and he never came back.
I
think Helena stole him, and I think he's a alien.
This is a double, or whatever, yeah.
I mean, even Becky had good chemistry with, you know, Greg. They had good chemistry.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw more chemistry.
They had good chemistry.
Jonathan Jackson's Lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the Jonathan Jackson and Becky Hurst, I mean, did they ever have a scene in bed? Because I just can't see that. I just don't. I'm sorry. He's just boring. He's just boring to me. I don't know.
I agree with that. And this Lucky could not play a dumb cop because you remember when he came on, he was Luke's son. He was sharp and he was streetwise and he had it all going on. So there's no way Jonathan Jackson could play a dumb cop. Whereas Greg Vaughn, come on, you guys, he was taking the character of Lucky in the wrong direction. He was making him stupid. Now, I love Greg Vaughn.
Actually, I think the writers were making him stupid, not Greg Vaughn.
Yeah, it was the writers. That's how they apparently wanted to write Lucky. You know what
I'm saying?
They
wanted him looking dumb.
Even what happened?
Now, JJ's back, and oh my God, he's a pet, so let's write good for him so we can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, so now we're just supposed to forget. Now Lucky's got a clean slate, and so we're supposed to forget.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like, you know, it's like also saying, I'm probably going to get heat for this in the womb, but oh well. It's like Sam. People were talking about Sam in the womb. Nessie was really a good actress when her baby died, and when her baby died and stuff, I didn't think that scene was so...
Great.
You know, emotional, great, yeah. Oh, when they Sam broke up that time, Okay. Oh, but then you.
I'm sorry. I'm being a smartass tonight.
Yeah,
what happened,
I'm feeling better, so I told you guys to watch out. Uh-oh.
I know.
So you're trying to say maybe it was better when you didn't have your voice?
Shirley?
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean it. Bad Shirley. Okay, I'm smacking myself.
No raviolis for you. You're
no raviolis for me. Oh, my God. What are you saying about Josh Morrow? Oh, my God. That's not
I like
right.
Joshua Morrow. I'm okay.
Josh Morrow, he's a cutie, but he's so into himself, though. He's just...
He's just so into himself.
And the funny thing is, Jay Spam fans are turning coat.
Yeah, you know what?
Turn it around, saying they don't want them together anymore. She needs
what?
Jason. Jason said it ran after that fight they had at the eating place at Sonny's. He should be calling his girlfriend. She's more important. Blah 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 blah. Who gives a flying sick about Sam? I'm sorry. I'm so sick of her.
But that
breaks
the
my
peeps,
heart. Oh.
But the peeps keep saying that because I'm not in trouble in the mom. So keep on saying that.
I would never like her, and until she starts slapping her with whatever and whoever and trying to make her sick. And she's not sticking.
Nope.
Even worth the writing anymore. I'm sorry. Old news.
No apologize.
Boy, I don't know.
But Sam fans are not happy. Jay Spam fans are not happy. We're not happy because we don't have our couple back who should
be.
So why is the freaking show still on the air? Nobody's happy. Why is the show still on the air?
Okay, bye-bye. Just want to say... seeing Jade Sam fans not happy in a way, it makes me kind of giddy because,
not you, Carly. Giddy Carly?
I'm not saying they are deserving this, but what I am saying, that, you know, for what we have, the crap that we had to put up with, and the breakup that we had to put up with them, which I haven't seen, they need to go through that. They need to go through everything, the crap that we did. And you know what? You know, we never counted if Jason and Elizabeth had like 2 minutes and 30 seconds. We were grateful for the time that Jason and Elizabeth were on the screen.
We did count the time, Carly. Yes, we did. For 2 minutes. I mean, but it was such a powerful 2 minutes. It didn't matter, you know, because they said more in 2 minutes than the other two say in, you know, 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
They were just, they were complaining about the time, you know, and they posted so much. And when we had Jason in this, I don't think we were counting the seconds. I mean, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our world, kids.
Yeah, welcome to our city world,
but
kids.
At least they had a story. Every time they were together, they gave them a story. Whether it was a good or bad one, they had a story. Liz and Jason never had a story. They had beginnings. You know, they had moments.
They never had
a beginning, a middle, an end. You know, it's always, you know, moments. You know, nice moments, and some weren't nice moments, you know, but they were never... So, like, JSAM fans, they have had a good look. They've been together, what? This is their third go-around, right? It's a third or fourth go-around?
She broke up with her in the hospital. She slept with Rick. They got back together second. And then
she broke up with him in jail.
That's three. So this is about their fourth or fifth time together. I mean,
they keep throwing this couple together. I don't know why. I mean, if they didn't bring up the ratings back then, why do they think they're going to bring the ratings now? It's a part of that.
Exactly.
I'm not getting.
Talia, you've been quiet. Is there anything you want to say to this?
No, I like listening to you guys.
What's wrong, Talia?
Okay.
You don't sound like you. You sound sad tonight. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you really okay?
Yeah, I am. I'm just waiting to... say something, but I'm just listening.
Okay, go on, honey. Okay, we've been over.
So, yeah.
Okay, go on and say whatever you want to say about anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Y'all basically spoke for me. I don't know. It's just like I don't know. I really don't like, cause like I'd be bored, so I just watch it in the hospital, and I just like the whole like. Sunny thing. I like the whole trial and everything.
Yeah.
It's because I think it's just like I hate Christina, but I mean I like Sunny. After this whole trial thing that happened, I actually started liking Sunny, but Christina, she's been irritating me. I mean, like, really, like, I want to fight her. I like want to beat her up. Like, I want to beat her up.
But she's still lying. She's still lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she's supposed to tell the truth this week about Kiefer.
She told the truth about Kiefer to Dante today.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Sunny heard it all, and he had just told Jason to go kill Ethan.
Oh, yeah. Crap.
So,
lucky that his time is over.
So the mob enforcer is back, so he's going to kill. I thought Jason didn't do that kind of thing.
No. I don't think Jason will kill Ethan. I don't. Thing when it comes down to, I don't think Jason's gonna kill Ethan or even touch the hair on the little cute little head of Ethan too. I like Ethan. I actually like Ethan, and not just me.
Did anybody see the scene between Maya and Lucky?
Yes.
Do they have chemistry?
And Maya, I mean, who do you think Maya will go with? Since I think I read spoilers that they're going to go somewhere, you know, with one of the Spencer boys or whatever.
Well, see, Maya.
Well,
Maya,
I guess we have to give him a chance.
With our luck, he'll probably be Ethan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I want it to be Lucky so bad, just so that we could have him out of Liz's life.
Thank you.
I mean, that's what we like, but who knows?
I know.
I tell you, right now, Lucky, he's like, he don't have chemistry with nobody.
That's
true. He doesn't even
have
walks around.
I know, he just doesn't have any chemistry with any...
I mean, the best chemistry he has is with his with Tony Geary. That's where all of his... I think it's all
right. Oh, they are magic together. Tony Geary, they are magic. I remember Jonathan, when he was a young boy, I said, this kid can act his ass off. I thought he's so good, you know.
I mean, I liked Jonathan Jackson when he was with Emily a long time ago when they were kids, and I was one of them.
Yeah, me too. Pissed me off.
Yeah, I mean, I it's not like I never liked the character Lucky when Jonathan played him, but I did. I mean, like I said, like back when he was a kid, I thought he was a cute kid, and I saw the chemistry between Emily and they were like best buds, and I wanted them to be together. But of course,
they grow up, and like I said, you know, they say you can never go home again, and maybe
are you kidding?
You know, I know. Well, they actually brought him back because of the ratings. They figured his character, Lucky would bring up the ratings, but it hasn't. It hasn't really. The ratings
didn't
go over the top
for a 2.0.
I was looking on a Tad and Dixie site and there was a ratings from like 93. They posted like they were posting like how when Tad and Dixie were getting back together, how they brought in the ratings and
The
Young and the Restless was like 8 point something. General Hospital was like 6 point something, and that was back in 93.
Yeah.
Visit before I forget because it's so easy for me to forget these days. When you and I will be very sad on Army Wives this season.
Oh my God.
Oh, he did die, didn't he?
Okay.
What? No, that's why I don't know. Because my older sister, my co-host, was reading something to me the other day, and she goes, well, they are going to lose two cast members of the women.
Oh, that reminds me. There's something in here about the show. You told me to read it. Now,
whose show?
It says
Army Wives.
Oh, okay.
Army Wives.
It starts this weekend, or this coming weekend.
Oh.
Yay!
Wait a minute. You know, I don't watch the show, but I hear the show is excellent. But do you remember a couple of years back? Isn't that the show that Kelly Monaco tried to get on, or am I wrong?
I have no
idea. No, I don't think she ever did.
Oh, okay. I know there was some show she was.
Surely, I think it was like a football. So on UPN, when it used to be UPN.
Oh,
You can.
Okay, what? I think it was Army Wives. Okay, all right.
Hey, Bridget, being Erica, the season finale is on Wednesday.
I know.
I was watching the mini marathon this week. I guess
yes.
I must tune in on Wednesday to see the season finale.
Yes, yes. Who does she pick?
I love her with Ethan.
I know, I do too.
Because they were already established on the show, and then they had to bring in this other guy, and I was like, oh, damn it. Here we go.
Yeah.
To quit watching something, you know.
So, now, is this some kind of a time warp thing? I mean, this doctor, or whoever he really is, he has the ability to have her go back in time. Is she trying to change her future? Or
what's the thing that's happened in the past? I don't know. What is it? But she's just trying to change things that she's done in the past to make
her
better.
She does. Mm-hmm. She gets a redo.
Yes,
right.
He sends her back to redo, to change her choices that she regrets.
Okay.
I like
too bad people really can't do that, but you know you can't really do that.
Yeah.
But it's so fun to watch.
But I'm
sure it's very entertaining. But this
I tuned into the channel and I thought, because somebody at work told me about being Erica, so I thought I'd watch it, and I checked it on the computer, you know, on the website, and I fell in love with it. But then when I found out there being another guy, going to be like a triangle, I that's how I am. I get hooked on another couple. Then when they bring in somebody else, I kind of stop watching it for a little while, and then. You know?
Yeah.
Just like with Jason and Liv, I stopped watching it because of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
We started on
General Hospital, but because of the Christina and all the storyline, I want to see, because I can see a little bit of a change in direction,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to get my hopes after this storyline,
right.
See what happens next.
Right.
Oh, Dallas is Dallas.
Pilot.
Yeah. Well, there's been so many moments. Yeah, he's out there in May.
Yeah, he might not re-up his contract, and it's up in May.
Mm.
So.
Well, that'll be one down and one to go.
Yeah, he's wanting to spend time with his new baby and his family more. And
from what
I hear, he's not happy with what's going on at GH either.
I don't blame him.
So,
who is?
You know,
is?
His storyline is getting all screwy and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more power to him. One less Cassadine to worry about.
Yeah, I heard a couple of weeks ago that Steve was going out on interviews and stuff like that. I'm sure maybe he sees a handwriting on the walls too, you know, and he has a family too.
You can't tell me that none of these actors are happy with their storylines and the
not.
Way they're
they
way they're being run at GH. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who wants to be happy? Half of them are not even being used. They're a waste of money, and they keep crying they don't have any money. Then change it.
We hardly ever see the Quartermains, and when we do, it's like once in a blue moon, you know?
Right.
Well, if you're not going to showcase these characters, then what are they there for?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
just draining money out of the show. If they're draining
right.
money out of the show, there's a good way to change that, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Like what Days of Our Lives does, don't they?
Yeah.
Have
yeah.
For so it, long.
Yeah, if they go over their episode count, they take a vacation. They can't get paid overtime.
He's overdid
yep.
his thing, so he's got to be exiting April 7th for a few weeks.
Yep.
Yo, you guys, we have like a minute left in the show, so thankful everyone for calling. But, you know, like always, we will go full overtime. But thanks for everyone in the chat, and come in on...
Wednesday.
Thank you. I'm like,
Steve is happy. Let me see. Becky is something, and Ella laughing. Laughing. I heard Noom is he is leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I say good riddance. Oh, that's not nice.
Well, you know what, but I mean, you know, it's. Yeah, I mean, okay, it's pizza for me, so, yeah.
Wait,
When does Carly? You are fun.
April 16th, what's her name? Michael Learned from the Waltons debuts as the...
Okay.
She's a cancer patient, right?
Yes.
She has cancer. And Vicky is the nurse.
Shirley will prove to be an emotional tonic for her primary caregiver, Elizabeth Weber, the high-strung nurse who's pregnant thanks to a sordid affair.
Oh, my God. Was they still calling it an affair? It was not an affair. Sorry.
And look, if they call her high-strung.
High-strung.
Gosh,
man. Oh, Lord. They really make Becky look sound like a nut job. Really.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now, what I had read earlier, just before I, you know, tuned into the blog talk show, that Becky was going to seem like she gets involved with the cancer patient and Michael Lerner's character, and that she makes Becky, you know, see things in a different light, and then Becky goes, I mean, keep saying Becky, and then Liz goes and she has a talk with Lucky. So I said, uh-oh, now is this good or bad for us?
No, it's good because the O2 is done, and when Becky leaves, Amantinity Leap, there's a really good storyline coming up where Wilma to be with, I think this is going to happen to, I can't even think, that she will go missing and be presumed dead, and the only one person that won't think she's presumed dead is Jason, and Jason will go out looking for. That's what I heard. Oh, by the way, since we have, like, the days of why and all, people are still on the line. Terry and I were talking the other night. And, okay, remember that, I didn't call it old, but see, you know, that came in to play John's mother on Days of Our Life for that Ireland story. Who was that? Because for a while, I really thought it was Leonard.
It was Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Shirley Jones? Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching Days at that time, but okay.
Okay, well, I was just, because, you know, I saw back to that storyline, and that was, like, a really good, you know, I enjoyed the Ireland story. I mean, that story. I did not like how they killed Grandpa's son and in the whole plane. You know, I thought it was sad when he died, but I did like the Ireland storyline because they finally tied it together. They gave John, to make John and Brady on Days, I thought that was a really good thing, and it kind of showed Tom Brady. Now, wait a moment. You had a fear, too. Caroline is not the only one that had a kid outside of their marriage.
Hey, Bridget.
Yes.
You know, did your Fringe is back on?
I know.
Did you see last week's episode that Peter's from the alternate reality?
No, but I can watch it on the internet site when we're off here.
That was, oh my gosh, I was crying a little bit in the show.
Yeah, I love Fringe. Ugh.
Me too.
I started to watch it and then I stopped.
There's an article TV guide about it. They're talking a little bit about it, what to expect, you know, for the season finale and everything. And
when is the season finale?
I think it's May, sometime in
May. Because they just came back on, right? Didn't they just come back on?
And there's a big article in here. I think, I don't know exactly when this is, I think it's in May, but April 1st was like where a lot of questions were being answered, you know, why Peter is, you know, why she was seeing that light, you know, and what happened, why he's got into this reality and everything. It was really good. I had to watch it on the computer because I wasn't able to watch it on the TV because I was watching two shows at the same time, and so I had to sacrifice Fringe that night.
Hey, did anybody watch Dancing with the Stars tonight?
I haven't watched it tonight, but I T-voted, yeah. Good. And tomorrow night on Dancing with, Dancing with the Stars, Reba is going to be on there.
Oh, Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sort of watching American Idol, and, I'm very curious who will get kicked off this week.
Who should go should be Kate Gosling. Her ass is grassy.
Oh.
She needs to go. Girlfriend.
Did you read that she might have a crush on her dance partner and she's been trying to ask her on a date? And
Kate
he has
Gosling
a girlfriend.
And
yeah.
What?
She there's been on the internet that they think she's got a crush on her dance partner.
Oh, well, I don't think he has
been
a crush on her.
Has asked him out on a date, and he has a girlfriend that dances, I think.
Not on
this show.
Okay.
And she asked him on a date or something.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the gossip on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like her. I've never liked her.
No, she's a trip. She's a real diva, they say.
Does anybody
love
Smallville?
I love Smallville, too.
I loved it. Oh, my God, I love Lois and Clark.
I know.
You know what? I used to love the show Lois and Clark when it came out.
Me too.
I love that show. I love them. I never missed it.
I like Chloe with the other dude, too.
Me too.
I think they're so
cute together. At least she deserves somebody that could love her the way that she needs
to.
You know, I mean, I was kind of a Chloe and Clark fan, but I knew that they weren't
because
of Lois and Clark and Lana and Clark or whatever. So, but, yeah, I love that show, and I think they've been, I don't know if they've been renewed or not. I know Supernatural's been renewed for a 6th season.
This one, Smallville, I think Smallville has already been renewed.
Okay, good. I love that show. Maybe they'll end it where he goes into being Superman or something, huh?
Hmm.
Well, he's kind of developing into Superman now, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I got so mad on my DVR, and Terry was on the phone when I was, looking at the shows I was going to watch, and I stupidly forgot to save Grey's Anatomy, because if you don't save it after a week, you have to save it for a couple more days. Mm-hmm. And me being a stupid idiot for the moment, I did. I was on the phone with her, and I'm like,
that's what you get for being on the phone with me.
Grey's is so good this season.
You know
everybody's leaving, but the new cast members are still very interesting.
Why, the only one that's leaving is Katherine Heigl, right?
Yeah. No, I should have said left. It's Katherine Heigl and the little gay guy left.
Oh, that's true. You know when that little gay guy left, and they were at the funeral, and they were all laughing. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, that was funny. They were laughing at his funeral.
Afterwards,
hiding in the catacombs or whatever.
Laughing. Good. You guys, that is just so relatable. I mean, not that I've ever done that. You know, sort of a speak, but that was so relatable. It was like really like a good. It was. I thought it was a good moment, and
well, it fit him. It fit his character because he was a funny one.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so funny. I don't miss him.
Yeah, well, I don't miss him either because you know, towards the end, you didn't see much of him anyway. So they had started to phase his character out, you know.
Excuse me, what are you guys talking about? I was just so...
That Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, and also Private Practice is good with you, too. I mean, I'm enjoying that, too.
What about the Mentalist? Anybody watch the Mentalist?
I used to, but I've kind of lost touch in it for a while. I'm still trying to get Lost. I'm trying to finish Lost.
Yeah. Lost? I think I'm starting to understand it a little bit now. I think there were set the island to take over Jacob's role, or somebody's going to take over him, and they're trying to keep Locke, well, he's not Locke, but they're trying to keep him from coming off the island, because once he gets off the island, I think a lot of people will die or something.
Yeah.
He's trying to use people to get off the island, and Jacob was only there for decades and centuries to keep him off to keep him on the island.
Yeah.
So. But I wonder, it's only 5 episodes left. So, I hope it ends on a good note where we're going to understand everything.
Me too.
It's by the same people who did Alias. So Alias,
Alias. The ending for Alias is really
that
good.
Was my show.
I loved Alias.
Was like my
that was my favorite show.
Always like not
you guys.
That.
You guys. Hold on, Talia. Okay.
I'm good.
Talia, you've been so quiet.
It's not Talia. Now, usually she butts in and she talks. You're so quiet. That's why I asked you, was there anything wrong?
Is there anything?
I'm fine.
So, Talia, have you been watching GH at all or anything or what?
You said you
can't stand Christina because I can't stand her either. Right,
I can't stand her, but I sort of feel sorry for her.
Yeah,
you know why?
Because no person deserves to be that, but you know.
Look who she was related to. Sunny, the
mobster,
Alexis, the control freak, and Anna, the hooker and liar and con artist.
Right, so what is the bullshit?
You
didn't have a chance.
I just want to see Sam,
but
she finds out.
Michael,
Sam,
related to is Carly and Jason. He's not really related. Well, technically, he's not related to he's adopted by Sonny, but you know Jason. People seem to forget that Jason
is his uncle.
Uncle, yeah.
Yeah.
His uncle. Yeah. Nobody ever brings that up.
Yeah, because he is. I mean,
that's his brother's child.
Yes. And Jake and Michael are cousins.
There you go. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Okay, you guys, please clear this up and help me if I'm right. Okay, so Jake and Michael are cousins.
Yes.
Okay, but Jake is, okay, Morgan is also related to Jake, too.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They're not even related.
No.
That's Sunny and Carly's son.
Yeah.
Has no relation to Michael. Well,
they're
half brothers. Morgan and Michael are half brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Morgan
and Jake are
cousins. Yeah.
Morgan
is
even involved. Neither is Josh.
Oh, what about Spencer and Morgan are cousins.
Spencer and Morgan.
Yeah, because it's Sunny and Courtney.
Oh,
yeah, it's Sunny.
Oh, well, yeah, they're
they're
cousins, half cousins.
Yeah, they're half cousins.
It's like for a while with the whole Days of Our Life thing when, you know, they had like Mimi and Philip Brady and Son, all of those guys were related. And they screwed up on the ages of them because Philip was supposed to be older than Brady, right?
I think it was.
Well, what about Sammy and Brady? What are they? Sammy and Brady?
They're stepbrother
and sister. Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? Sean is supposed to be older than everybody. Sean was born in like 86. We're on screen. He was born in like 86 or something or 87. And then Belle wasn't born until years later. And then.
Yeah, and then, you know, because Abby, should have been in my age group, if you want to count it, because Abby was older than Bill.
Well, you know how it goes with the Sarasin kids. Look at Tad's child with Hillary. He was involved with Hillary way before.
I don't even remember Hillary.
Yeah,
see, Hillary. That's how bad this is.
That was back in 83 or something.
Oh,
80,
wow. I wasn't watching it.
Came into the picture. Now, that's a couple that I was so freaking pissed off when they killed Dixie's character off. I love Tad and Dixie.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, I don't know why they feel they have to kill characters off, but then months later or years down the road, they bring them back as ghosts.
As ghosts? I mean,
so
yeah,
stupid.
Really.
Why did you bother to kill off the freaking characters to
begin with?
I know,
they're
going
to bring them back,
it's
and they
so
want to
put
Roger to Tad and Dixie, but I mean, I'm sorry, but being
that was his one true love.
Tad is never going to be any closure. To me, for Tad, is only going to be Dixie, and you can recast Liza all you want, but...
But, you know, I feel
him
that
and Crystal are going to get back together anyway.
Huh?
Him and Crystal are going to get back together.
I was just getting ready to say, I think he and Liza are forced. Crystal and they have great chemistry.
Well, I know, but I'm like I said, I'm always going to be a Tad and Dixie, so no one will know.
Oh, yeah, I am too. I love
Tad and
Dixie,
you know, but I just, I don't know.
I miss
Dixie so much.
Yeah, Crystal is good with Tad. They have awesome chemistry. They have, and I know they're going to be the ones to get back together again.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, because had him in the haunted, or not the haunted star, the casino. She was helping him out. You could tell the chemistry.
They're
very in
sync
with each other.
I'm gonna tell who else has great chemistry too, Bridget.
And
Zach and
Kendall.
Kendall. Not Kendall. No, I'm sick of him. No, I am, and I'm so sorry to hear that they're coming back. I thought they were gone.
I can't wait for it.
Oh, they're coming back. I said, oh, shit.
You see chemistry between Zach and who?
I can't think. You know, the one who's having an affair with Tad. What's the lawyer?
Liza.
Liza and Zach, they have chemistry.
No. I don't like their. I'm gonna stay on the fence with Zach.
Well, how about Liza and David?
Mainly, and Zach had more chemistry than Liza and Zach had chemistry.
Yeah, true. That's what I wanted to ask really quick.
Yes.
Okay, on Dave, did you see the moment where Victor walks into Maggie's house and Maggie's like, I'm not going to BS with you, Victor. Why are you really here? And we've never been friends. And I was almost off the bed laughing because it was just funny. It was just like.
Yeah, I'm caught up now then. Yeah. So then next month we should stay? Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, you're
on the phone.
Yeah, I was on the. Yeah.
Ah,
yes, she's still on the phone.
She's on the phone.
Hey, did you guys see the scene with Nicole and Brady?
Cole.
Yes.
Hello.
Nicole and Brady together.
Hello.
Do you think they're gonna get? I want them to get together.
Me too.
I know Nicole's
a big Brady and Nicole got a long time ago because I was a big Chloe and Brady fan. But now that Brady's a new actor and everything, I'm starting to like him because I can't stand Ariana. I'm sorry.
I just don't like her with Brady. I like the Nicole factor. I like her and Brady together.
Bridget got cut off.
What?
Bridget got cut off.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, that's what happened to me a couple of times.
You can't hear us then, huh?
Got cut off. I know I'll probably get cut off, too, because I'm always getting cut off. That sucks when that happens, yeah.
Well, Terry will be at school Monday, and Bridget is co-hosting with me.
Oh, Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I have plans after class. I'm not going to be able to call in.
Okay, you know what? Okay, why did you do this to me? Why? What did I ever done to you? I'm sending you Night Easter Bunny tomorrow.
Easter Bunny.
Because you did
bribery.
Not answer the call when
bribery.
The I could have been dead or lying somewhere.
Okay, are you gonna just like good me? Are you gonna just good me? Oh my God, you're gonna good me until you come here this summer, aren't you?
I just want a reaction out of you. That's all. You're so funny.
But no, Zuli, Terry's coming here this summer.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm gonna visit her in the summer in August.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. That's wonderful.
I was
telling my daughter, I said, you know, I'm so happy that I found a community of women who actually care about soap operas, because everybody that I know, family and friends, they don't give a hallelujah.
Yeah.
But so my daughter said, oh, that's great, Ma. Okay, moving on. But I
said,
I said, because we have great conversations. I said, and it's fun. And it's like,
I know, isn't it? I mean, you could talk about anything practically.
I know.
After the streaming, you could talk
about
any foreign shows or whatever.
Right. Oh, yeah. Anytime if there's any kind of humper joint anything, I will always let you girls know.
I was amazed that they didn't show last week they didn't show a lot of sex.
No, I told you it's getting better about that, Terry.
How many damn sex scenes are we going to have to see before this show ends?
Wait, so you don't like seeing the sex scenes?
No, I'm not saying that. It's just like the mob. We want to see less. Sex things and more
dialogue.
Every freaking scene, they're humping each other.
Hey, Julie. I just went on Entertainment Tonight website for you, and Derek and his partner Nicole did really well.
Yes, Bud Aldrin.
Bud Aldrin.
You know what, Carly? They should just let that man. You know, I think it's so ridiculous. The man's 80 freaking years old, okay? God bless him, okay? To be able to get out of bed, okay? I mean, he is blessed. But if they're going to criticize the man the way they do, why did they allow him to come on? Why are they... Every year they have one person who's getting older and older.
Yes.
I mean, next they'll be wheeling them in. I mean, what is this all about?
My grandma watched the Dancing with the Stars, and, you know, when the lady that was on a couple of seasons back, I cannot think of her name, but she was older, too.
Well, you told my Cloris Leach.
Yes.
Yeah, Clark is funny.
Yeah, I know.
She makes me laugh. I mean, you know, I'm an older person as well. I mean, I'm not 80. Buzz is called Dancing with the Stars. Now, I realize Buzz walked on the moon, but he's also walking on Dancing with the Stars. He's just walking. You know,
yeah.
And his score was the lowest. I think he got like 15. You know, I mean, it's sad. I feel bad.
But I just wanted to tell you because I didn't know if you had a DVR or a VCR.
Oh, no, I was watching at the show. No, I always watch it live. Always watch it live.
Okay, well, you know, I just thought, you know, I mean, you know, I understand about Kate Gosselin, but I kind of wanted to see Bud Aldrin
walk his way into history. It's like on the moon. Oh my gosh! I just want my Jason and Elizabeth together again. So
you know what? We will give them
it.
Silly, we will give them back. Even if I have to freaking sacrifice Maxie and Spinelli, and you know, when they break up, I'm not going to be the same. But yeah, you know what?
We're going to have to sacrifice Maxie and Spinelli to get our couple back.
Why do they have to sacrifice? The only one they should sacrifice is Sam. Why?
I had a spoiler that Liz walks in on Maxie and Lucky. So I was thinking maybe if...
Is it history repeating itself?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe if history... And I was asking Carly one night, or one day, I go, since I read that spoiler, I go, what if they're going to sacrifice Maxie and Spinelli now? Could you handle that for our favorite couple? And she thought about it, and she's like, yeah, I think I could, because I think she loves Liz and Jason more than she does Maxie and Spinelli.
Love Maxie and Spinelli, but Jason and Liz has been like a 10-year love affair for me. I mean, 11-year, whatever year we are on. And the moment I saw, what I saw in Steve and Becky was the moment when they first really introduced each other as a boss call.
It was for me,
was Lucky Who?
That's how I felt.
But she didn't like Lucky anyway, so it wasn't really that. It was like...
I know. If they put Emily and Lucky together, that would have been okay with me. They didn't have to put Lucky and Liz together, in my, opinion.
Yeah, but every day I keep hoping to read some kind of a spoiler or where it gives me something of hope, because I'm very pessimistic.
Silly, I'm still... I'm still, Lazon is coming, but I'm still, there won't be a lot of newsworthy, gossip thing, because 5 years ago, there won't. When this happened 5 years ago, people didn't know what was happening with Zade Sam and Lazon and all that shit. And when the Lucky thing and Maxie thing was going down. So I think it's this way this time, because you're mean. You're so mean. Not you, silly. Tilly, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Okay,
Hi, Tilly. I thought you were
So, Tilly, do you like everything we were saying, or do you want to add anything?
Yeah, I like everything you guys were saying. It's like you guys say everything that I basically want to say.
Oh, have you tried calling the Zay Slut? So sorry, but...
No, I haven't. I've been busy. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people who tried can never never get through.
Why would you want to go on it anyway? You know, you're only going to get yourself frustrated and upset, you know, by the things that they say. Why bother?
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. Whenever there's a guest that doesn't sign their name in this album, and the moment we start talking about Sam, they leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's almost like a Zay Sam spy.
Bridget's still in the chat room.
No, Bridget left. Bridget got booted.
She's gone.
Yeah, well, Bridget got booted from this album, too. The only one that left.
Oh, my God.
I know, I feel so. But she will be back here on Wednesday. And, Tilly, you will be back on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, most likely.
Cool. And I know Sully never misses a show because we are her popcorn fix now.
Yeah, you know, I gotta put some butter on that popcorn and chill. And I'm sorry Jay got booted off, but I think that's what happened to him. He got booted off, whatever, for whatever reason. It just cuts out. Where's Terry? Terry's gone?
I don't know. Terry's here. Terry's very puzzled.
Terry's very puzzled.
No.
Where's she puzzled?
No, she's just taunting me right now.
Oh, she is?
Who and I have the best relationship, so.
Oh, good. I know. I can tell.
I can tell.
When are you going to be visiting Carly? When, in the summer?
I want to try to work summer school at the high school, so I'm trying to get. They don't have the schedule for summer school yet, and the applications haven't been out yet. So once I find out when the summer school's over, and then I'm going to book a flight for like maybe end of July or beginning of August, and I'm going to stay there for 2 weeks. And I told her, I go, are you sure you'll be there for? You're not going to get tired of seeing my face.
Will you stop this? No, God,
I told her to make a list of things to do, and she's got like 30 things on the list already.
Right, okay. You told me to make a list, and I did, and now you can, but yeah. Silly in Florida. Okay, you guys don't have earthquakes, but do you guys have tornadoes?
Well, you know what? I live in Central Florida, and since I've been here, there hasn't been any major. I mean, there have been tornadoes, but not in my area. You know, it's been relatively quiet since I've been. I've been here since 2006, and thank you, Lord, but it's been relatively quiet. I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but as of now, it's been relatively quiet. I listen to everything that's happening all around the world, and people were saying, oh, Florida, you know, you have the hurricanes. All I hear now is earthquakes. And ground splitting and stuff like that. And I think we're relatively quiet. Relatively quiet down here. So.
Okay, yeah, okay, fine. But if we had a tornado here, you know, I would not probably think, I would probably hide under my covers. That's where I hide when Elena comes on the general hospital to scan in the covers. But,
Shirley, what she told
me. Okay.
She told me when she has an earthquake, she hides under the covers.
What the hell is that going to do, Carl?
Yeah.
I
know.
Under the cover. Now, what? You don't even get in your closet or what they say, get in your closet. You're going to hide under the freaking covers? What is that going to do?
That was our plan, but a couple of years ago when we had an earthquake here, my grandma and I were just walking out of McDonald's, and we were right by the car, and my grandma goes, oh, shit. I'm like, why? Because I think I'm having another stroke. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
And I go, and I start feeling like my body moving in, underneath me. I'm like, okay,
oh,
Grandma.
God.
I go, Grandma, I go, then I am too. And we,
oh,
I mean, it was like the longest minute of our life. And then the McDonald's sign was going back and forth. And I'm like, Grandma, it's not us. We've just had a quick. And then my grandma wanted me to call my mom and her son. And so I did. And you know what? People say cell phones are great in emergencies. Let me tell you, when that earthquake hit, we could not get cell phone service for at least 2 hours.
No. Mm-mm.
You know, yesterday during the earthquake, when I was trying to call you, I was like, okay, maybe it's not going through because of the cell phone thing. It might have gotten, a lot of people might be calling in or whatever, you know. But no, it went straight to voicemail, and I had to text you everything, you know.
Okay, and how many times am I going to apologize for this one?
What comes around? No, I'm kidding.
Great. Welcome to John.
So, when something... No, I'm kidding.
Please, Talia, have you ever been through an earthquake or anything of that?
No.
Oh.
Well, I told you, when I lived in Japan for 2 years, and we had a couple of things, you know, and I know one morning we were in the bed and, you know, you felt this thing. I said, oh, shit, what's that? Then the dishes started rattling out of the kitchen cabinet. And that was the only time. And I said, see, but I'm thinking the volcano, I said, oh, my God, the volcano eruption. I can see all the lava coming down upon us. So my husband said, that's not going to happen. But that is a scary thing. You feel this little minor, this movement in the bed. I mean, gee, that's rather scary. I'd be afraid to live in California. I don't there is no perfect place anymore.
That's what I think.
Some kind of weird, weather thing. I mean, look, even in New York, there is an earthquake belt. They discovered that several years ago. Even in New York, it has happened. Do you imagine the horrible things that could happen to a place like New York City if there was ever an earthquake?
Mm-hmm.
All the tall buildings with all the glass. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
Has there ever been an earthquake in New York or no?
No. But they did discover an earthquake belt several years ago. Yeah.
Fake movies were Earthquake in New York or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, those sci-fi, it's always in New York. It's either New York or California.
It wasn't funny, but my grandparents lived in Oregon, and it was like 3 in the morning, and the house shook. And this was my grandma's first time ever having an earthquake, and she crawls, I think, in my grandfather's room. And then she gets up and she goes, I think we just had an earthquake. And my granddad, God bless his soul, was not thinking at the time. He goes, well, okay, everything's fine. Go back to bed. And my grandma could not fall back asleep. And she knew that I was in night owl weather. So she called my mom's house to tell my mom, and my mom called the phone into me and goes, talk to your grandmother. I'm like, why? He goes, because she just went for an earthquake, and I have to get up and go to work, and you guys bring the case in, and you can sleep in, and you can calm her down. I'm like, okay, fine. Yeah, but earthquakes scare people. I mean,
when I hear about
not the hurricane, I'm New Orleans. I feel so bad for all those people. I mean,
yeah, it's terrible. Mother Nature does not play.
It made me mad when a lot of people were yelling at all those people saying, oh, why didn't they get out, blah, blah, blah. I don't think some people could afford this leaving town.
To
just
up and leave, yeah.
I just think, it was like they damned if they do, damned if they don't. But
you know what, Carly? I think I just have to be damned because I can see maybe you go through it once, maybe twice, but then after that, that's it. I mean, because you can't, how costly is it? You have to rebuild, and maybe a lot of people can't afford, the insurance. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I don't think I could deal. It's sad. I mean, look, even after what's that place that had that horrible hurricane several years ago? Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
When Hurricane Katrina, some of those places are still not built up. People still living in squalor down there. It's sad. It's too much. But there is no perfect place.
No, there's not. I mean,
there's no perfect place. So what do you mean? You have to deal with something.
Are you bathing nice weather right now? Are you getting because we are getting the bad stormy weather right now, and I'm done with the bad stormy weather.
We've been getting great weather. It's been hot though. It's really been hot. It was like 80 some odd degrees, and Florida, the sun is so intense. Maybe if it's 80 degrees, but it feels hotter because of the sun.
And it was rather warm today. So.
We are having like earthquake weather here, it seems like, you know?
Yeah, right. Look. But you know what, it seemed like every week, my sister and I were talking, it seemed like every week there's a hurricane, there's an earthquake somewhere.
I know.
Either in this country or in that, it's every single week somebody's having an earthquake. I said, well, we're in the last days, baby. Our ass is a grass. What are you going to do? That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. See, it's 109. See, right now on SoapNet, it should be All My Children is on, I think, right now. I don't SoapNet.
Okay, because here, General Hospital SoapNet is on right now.
Mm-hmm. Now here, where I'm at, General Hospital comes on at 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And, at 3 a.m. And let me see, 5, because, you know, they bring back Ryan's Hope for an hour. From 5 to 6, you can watch old Ryan's Hope. And then after Ryan's Hope goes off, then it's Young and the Restless, and it starts all over again up until 10 o'clock. Then it goes to other programming, but it's soap. I don't know why they just don't bring all the soaps on SoapNet. They apparently want to get rid of the soaps, you know. So why don't they just bring them all on?
So,
call it a night. I'm going to go get into the shower and
see the way to go, say, see the way to say, I'm going to go get dressed like she said the other night.
Okay, so, you know, it's 1:10. Yeah, I'll talk to you girls on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We have better news on maybe something positive about, Jason and Liz.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
To Leo, you're almost out of school. How many more are you on spring break right now?
My spring break was last week. We just got back to school today.
So was my grandson. He went back to school today, too.
Oh, okay, because my niece and nephew are out for spring break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, everyone call back in on Wednesday.
Okay, girls.
Okay, bye.
Good talking to you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.